Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, race. White, black, red, blue, orange, yellow, we're all humans. Get over this race card. Also, if you think Hillary did a great job in Benghazi, just talk to the men and women who lost a loved one that day. Also, Ben Carson, depending where you look, is leading in national polls ahead of Trump. My thoughts on that and the GOP race and the debate that happened last night. Paul Ryan is now the Speaker of the House. I'll get into my thoughts as he has been elected that by the GOP and voted in. Also, Tony Blair claims that Iraq, an invasion and taking out Saddam Hussein, has made ISIS worse. My thoughts, that and much, much more. So join me for the conversation. Timothy 4:17. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day-to-day, and welcome to the program. Wow, I just wanted to get into this story because this is just a great story. I don't know if it's all over. Hopefully you've heard of this. A guy by the name of Luke Keller was a junior in high school, and he was suffering from depression and separation anxiety and had thoughts of suicide. His dad left him when he was 10. His grandmother, who he was with, passed away from cancer. His grandfather was sentenced to prison, and he was having all these suicide thoughts and all this stuff going on. And when he came home, his mom had a whole list of chores for him to do, and when he went to go start the mower, he did something he'd never done before, okay? He had actually called out to God, and he said this. I said, God, if you are real, if you are what people say you are, then tell me something, because today I'm going to end my life, and I need to know if you're real. And twice while he was mowing the grass, he heard a voice saying, I want you to follow me. And this story kind of goes along with the Bible quote that I chose for the start of the program. Luke fell to his knees and started crying. And he ended up playing as a wide receiver for his football team. And every time he would score a touchdown, he thanked the Lord by getting on one knee and putting his hand up towards the heavens. Okay? And they made it to the second round of the playoffs. One of the officials told Luke that if he made that gesture, he was going to have to play for the rest of the game. He was devastated. Keller said he didn't know what to do. He said God was everything, and, you know, and without him. And his sister, at halftime, gave him a note that simply read, be patient and let God work. After scoring a touchdown, another one, Keller framed him pointing to the sky, but looked into the stands and saw 7,000 people kneeling and pointing to the sky doing the same thing he would have done. That's the power of God. And it's just very inspirational because he's now at Morehead State, and he had problems with his one ankle, and they ended up operating on both ankles. And during one of the surgeries, he ended up contracting MRSA, and then he got a call from the doctor, and he goes, hope you're sitting down and all this. And the doctor came back and said, you're 100% healthy. Your blood work came back perfect. You're completely normal. You know, you're able to play ball. And he's at Morehead State. the Morehead State Eagles. He plays for them, and it's just, I don't know. I just thought I'd share that because that's just, that's what God does. He performs miracles, and that was just awesome. That was just so cool, and it's, you know, we have all this, as some people will say, you know, Debbie Downer stuff, but hey, well, you know, but that's just kind of something to lift up the spirits and get you going. And, wow, what do I say? What do I say? Because I want to get into, I don't know if you saw the incident where that officer, this black girl, because, you know, has to be a black woman and a white officer, because, you know, we can't have incidents in this country anymore. You know, you can't have, okay, this officer pulled over someone and this is what happened. No, it's, well, this officer pulled over someone and this white officer happened to pull over this Asian guy, and because he pulled him over, now we're going to question the way he pulled him over because, you know, it has to be, he has to be racist because a white guy cannot have, you know, a white person like me has to be somehow offended or somehow have some racial issue with any gender, any, if it's not a male and he's not white, then he has to have a problem with him, whether it's a female, so he has to be sexist, or he's racist if it's Asian or whatever, you know, black, it don't matter. They have to have, you know, all this. And it just sickens me. And what even gets, what infatuates me more is you see that on TV because it's all over and all the video, and what does it show you? Hey, I can hit a police officer. I can attack a police officer. I can assault a police officer, and he's going to get in trouble, not me. As long as he's white and I'm black, or he's white and I'm Asian, hey, I can do what I want. I can resist arrest, and ain't nothing going to happen to me, but he's going to get attacked. The only thing good about the whole story is I guess the families come out condoning their daughter, saying that we feel sorry that a police officer had to lose our job because she wouldn't obey the rules. You had, I think they had a teacher, principals, and all this stuff literally trying to get her out, and when they had to get the police in there, and, you know, this is not, the video of her hitting the officer is not like hearsay. There's actual video, but the police say that, you know, that doesn't, I mean, he should never have done what he done. Doesn't matter. I mean, I would hope he would have done that if it was a white person and they attacked him. What's a police officer, well, what are they not supposed to do anything now? Because they might, you know, that's, I mean, we're one step away from martial law. I mean, that's where this country is going to go. And it's not me, it's what I see happening. You know, it's not my belief, it's what I see happening. Because pretty much you can't, well, cops are afraid to do anything. I'm afraid to pull over. I mean, pretty soon, hold on, I'm going to have to get, we need backup here, yeah. I pulled over a black guy and I'm a white guy and I need to have a black officer come here and take care of this because, you know, we don't need this. Oh, I see what's up. You say I'm going 95 into 25 because you white and I'm black, so, uh-uh. You know? I guess I've never, like everyone said, oh, as soon as Obama gets in here, the race thing is going to go down. We're not going to, he's made it worse, not better. And that's the bottom line. You know, when the CBS New York Times polls say that 70% of the Americans think that racism is worse because of Barack Obama, enough said, you know. It's just, I'm done with the race thing. I'm not, you know, like Glenn Beck says, and I'll tell you the same thing. I've been called everything under the sun. Believe what you want to believe. You know, if you want to end this stuff, quit playing the race card. Quit making it an issue. Why can't we look at, okay, these two people got into an altercation. Did this officer, with what happened, did he abuse his power? Yes or no? Between two human beings. Did he or didn't he? If you think he did, Okay, if not, no. All you're hearing is, well, look at this white guy took this black girl doing nothing and flipped her over and did all this. You know, I would love to have someone actually talk about that incident without using any regards to sex, race, whatever, you know. Just saying, hey, he could have handled it a little bit better, but she did attack him, and there you go. That's this world we live in, you know. What a way to start the program. Holy cow. But that's where we live. We live in this world where it's getting to the point now where if anybody of authority does anything wrong, Lord help you. You know, I'd be afraid to be a cop right now. I would want to be in a car and my partner be the opposite color of me. That way, okay, we get pulled over, he goes out. You know? And if they try to pull the race crap and say, hey, this is a thing that he noticed that the guy was speeding and we both pulled him over. I didn't, you know. I'm not just pulling people over because, hey, okay, let's give that Asian guy a ticket. You know, because that's how this whole world, you know, can't we, you know, this whole, I'm offended by everything. Oh, yeah. You know, in my day, if I was in that classroom and I was that girl, let me tell you something. I'd be praying that that officer kept me in jail long enough for me to become an adult to where my parents couldn't lay a hand on me because they would have got their belt out and beat me. Not today. Today, you get in trouble in school and I want my mom on the phone right now. We're getting an attorney. I mean, that's why that, you know, in my day, you would have gotten beat down for doing something. Now, you get in trouble at school and they're wanting the parents called. I never wanted my parents called because they would have beat my butt. But now it's like, I want my attorney on the phone right now. We're suing, you know. That's how it is, you know. But I just loved when I saw the look on Nancy Pelosi's eyes when she handed the gavel to Paul Ryan. Oh, yeah, this is the people's gavel. Because it's the people's house. Trying to act like she's all like, she's probably like that SOB. Damn GOP. Bleepity bleep. That's what she's probably thinking in her head. But it's going to be interesting because he is kind of Tea Party-ish and very conservative. And it'll be neat to see if things change. Or if he's going to be another Boehner. Well, Obamacare is the lay of land. Sorry. Yep. Sorry, we can't do anything. You know, what the GOP needs to be doing is saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pass this budget. I got a budget right here we're going to pass. But there's some things I want to note about this, okay? We do not support funding a baby body part supplier, Planned Parenthood. Democrats want to fund them. They want to keep them supplying baby body parts, you know? The Democrats want to support a baby body part supplier, they can go ahead. We don't agree with that, but we're going to leave the spending in. In this budget bill, we're going to fund we're not going to fund Planned Parenthood. Democrats are, because we don't support that, they do. So if you're against the Planned Parenthood and selling the baby body parts, you know, blame the Democrats, because we're leaving that part of the spending bill in this budget for them, not for us, because we don't agree with it, but we're not going to shut down the government and get blamed again. You know, they need to start putting the blame on the Democrats instead of them. Well, you know, because, well, if we don't want to fund Planned Parenthood, and then we're going to have a government shut down and da-da-da-da-da, put it back on the Democrats. We need to come together as a party instead of fighting on stage in a debate. Come together. You know, but then again, it pays if you have actual, real moderators that give a crap, you know? Like I've said before, what happened when George Bush was running for president. He couldn't admit to using drugs because they were going to hang him, because there are people in the Texas penal system that have all, but he's done, he can't admit it, but he's done what they've done, and they're in prison, so how can he run for president? But what did Barack Obama do when he was running? Oh, I inhaled. Oh, yeah, I smoked weed. I inhaled. I did everything under the sun, cocaine, you name it, and they were living it up. Because it's a bias. The Democrats have the biggest super PAC. It's called the mainstream media. Why don't they have a real debate where you have real questions? Who cares about fantasy football? ISIS is killing. And I think the GOP, and there's been talk about this, and I don't know what to make of this, but I'll give you my opinion, that Donald Trump is playing off the people's emotions because they're fed up with the government. And that's why he is where he is. Is he really the real deal? Or is he just like, oh crap, is he going to be like the Man of the Year movie where Robin Williams plays that political comedian that gets elected president? I think if he got elected president, which could very well happen, he has business experience. He would not be, oh, oops, I didn't plan to go. I mean, I think he really seriously intends on winning, and if he gets in, he has a game plan. He has a game plan. I really think, he's using the emotion of people like me that have been frustrated for years with the government, but I think he's true to heart with a lot of it. Yeah. At least he's waking up people. You know? But when you have these moderators that are just, I mean, it's just, why don't they ask this? Why aren't they that stupid around Democrats asking these questions? You know, that's why, like, I think it was Ted Cruz that said, that's why the people don't trust the media. Like I've said a million times. Because I actually went to someone and said, well, you know, Fox News, all this crap. I'm like, yeah, well, you know what? This is not bragging, but they have the highest approval rating, and it's only 29%. The highest approval rating of a network for news should be a heck of a lot higher than 29%, a believability rating, that is. You know, the most believed news network should be a lot higher than 29%. Well, it doesn't mean they're right. Well, they're doing something because they have more people believe them. If you believe MSNBC, that's great. They have 11% to 9% believability. But then when you have a lady on there that's talking about how I have pictures of black people picking cotton in the South and you hard work, man, that's a racial term. Where do they come up with this? Because where does anyone take a mom that has two jobs that's trying to support her kids with no benefits? Where do they call her a failure? I wouldn't. I would call that someone that's trying to better herself and not be on the system like some of these people they interview. I got 10 kids here. Someone's paying for these kids. I have 10 kids. I've even seen, like, down in South where they have, like, white people, and they're like, you know, that they find loopholes and they live off the government. It's not a black thing. I'm sure you can pick any race, color, age, and there's someone that can find the loopholes and live off the government and you know, and have people pay for it. But in the end, we're paying for it, you know. It's like Bernie Sanders, free education for everyone. Well, who's paying for it? It all sounds good, but that's the problem. Like Mike Rowe will tell you, all these people are going to college to get degrees for things that there's not much demand for it. But then half the people coming out want to be a CEO. No one wants to earn. You know, when my mom, and I always try to be personal just because so that you can relate. My mom tells me stories back in the day when a lady like a grandma, I think it's an aunt or grandmother, used to come to the house back in Pennsylvania wearing all black and spoke only in like Ukrainian or Polish, because you never spoke that tongue. Like, if you didn't speak English outside, if you couldn't speak English, you didn't speak outside. You were shunned if you didn't speak English. Now it's the other way around. Now it's like, okay, well, if you don't know, you know, like, my kid will learn, like, Italian first. If he learns English, okay, but he'll learn Spanish first or whatever language is, you know. But back then, and my mom was always frightened of her, and you didn't, in the house was the only time you spoke that tongue. And my ancestors that came here never taught us the native, never taught my mom or any of them, my aunts or brothers, my aunts and uncles, the native tongue, because when they came, because you learned English and they didn't want, you know, you. And now my mom could kill them for not teaching her, you know, the Slovak and the Ukrainian and the Polish, so we could learn it and pass it on. But I mean, back then it was like you spoke English or not at all. And it's just one of those, how times change. Now it's like the other way around. It's like, you look at a boxer, let me see here, okay. No. Okay, let me look at the booklet here. I'm trying to figure out how to work on my computer. No, that's I think Chinese. No, that's Korean. This one's Chinese. Okay, no, there's German, there's Spanish, there's Italian, there's French, there's Russian, there's Portuguese. There's, oh, crap. And then you have to call them up, and then when you call up the company, because the page that has the English isn't there, oh, thank you for calling. How can I help you? And you can't understand the guy because he's in another country. Yeah, I bought this computer, and the instructions with it, it has like 75 languages, but English is not in here. Oh, we do not have English in there. Sorry. Okay. You know, and I've even looked at boxes before, and I had a hard time finding any English on it. And I'm in America. It's not racial. Okay? I didn't come to this. My ancestors and my mom's grandparents and stuff didn't come to this country to change it. They came to this country to have the country we have, the land of the free, the home of the brave. And, you know, this, you know, well, when kids are being banned from wearing shirts and support their brother that died in war, I mean, there's no moral in this. There's no moral in this. It's like these, it's like, I guess I'm getting to my point is, there's no morality anymore. It's like the media looks at these debates as a joke. Okay, here we go. Okay, coming up on the stage next, he is the biggest super clown. He is Donald Trump. Oh, there's Mike Lee. Yeah, he's, you know, it's like they treat him like they're the Ringling Brothers Circus or something, instead of, and these guys are trying to be serious. We don't have time to play games. Yeah. Now, people are taking advantage of that right and privilege to be here. And that's where we're at. Yep. I mean, I'm just so, well, because my cousin's brother's third sister's half-uncle was a slave, I'm owed. I need. Okay, you know what? My ancestors were Pennsylvania coal miners. Melissa's ancestors were West Virginia coal miners and Indians. We're not demand. We don't want anything. You have no idea what it was. I don't have any idea what it was like to be a 7-year-old being on a coal conveyor, you know, dumping coal pieces out that aren't actual coal and having your hands all cut up and, you know, working for $20 a month and you need $25 to $30 just to live. And, well, you get $20, but by the time you pay for the dynamite and the fuel and everything for your lantern and all that, you know, you're down to $12. Yep, and you hold your soul at the company store. I can't even imagine. That's why I get on my knees almost every day and thank God for what I have. People don't have, I don't mean, you know, when you have a PlayStation and a big screen TV and you're poor, you know. Wow. But that's, you know, but that's this, you know, that's how this media plays the whole world. Oh, well, you know, they'll make it, they'll do stuff to make the Democrats look good, but Republicans, they act like it's a game. I mean, some of those questions last night, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it really is. It's just nuts. And, you know, when you had Ted Cruz just kind of say, no, the hell with this. That's why no one trusts the media anymore. And it's so right. And that's, you know, and Donald Trump summed up the debate just like, hey, we need to kind of come together. We all have respect for each other. You know, we're going to, you know, there are people that are low in the poll numbers. And when you have some of those people in the debates that, no offense, that in my opinion shouldn't be there because they are so far down on the chain. You know, it would take a miracle for them to even, you know, when they're at the very bottom and they're like at 1%, you know, hey, but if they want to spend the money, I just want to, but I don't think you would honestly see a debate if you had Democrats with Fox News. I don't think the media, the moderators would do, they would ask questions that would be relevant. Okay? They wouldn't be playing, it wouldn't be a game to them. You know? It wouldn't be a game, and that's what I think the media is. I mean, that's our chance to hear what the actual candidates have to say on important issues that affect my life and my wife's life and everyone in this country. And you're going to have stupid, silly questions to where they finally have to say about fantasy football, that should it be regulated? What does that... Is it rigged? If you can rig it? Let me tell you, I've done fantasy NASCAR before, and I remember one time I threw down the receiver, and that guy at work goes, what the heck? I'm like, doing fantasy NASCAR, and in the seventh/eighth lap in Talladega, a huge wreck happened, and five of my six drivers were out. You know? There's not really much you can do. They can't really rig it. It's luck. You know? But we have more important issues than to wonder if fantasy football should be regulated. Really? That's a really relevant question that I really want to know that. I mean, that's really affecting me. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a hardworking taxpayer. You know, but, I mean, when it gets to the point where they have to go off on the moderators because the questions are so ridiculous. But it don't matter because the liberal media was, because I guess they said when Ted Cruz did that he didn't answer the question about funding the government or whatever the crap. And I would have said, okay, well, this is what I want to do. There's stuff that we do not agree on. We do not believe in funding Planned Parenthood because it is basically a baby body part seller. But we're gonna fund that for the Democrats. That's the one thing in the bill that we're gonna give the Democrats. That wouldn't be in the spending bill if it was us. But we're not gonna shut down the government. We're gonna keep the government going by letting the Democrats fund it. We're not gonna fund it. They're gonna fund it. You know, do something, but because I know they've already gone off Well, he refused to answer questions about like the funding the government and all this crap, and it's like, well, when 90% of the questions aren't legit, it's just like, Lord help us, you know? I guess they're starting to feel the frustration that we've felt. You know, I mean, I guess like people don't believe this. 'Cause I've had, but then they're the people that, play the race card all the time. But I've always been one of those people that, okay, I really didn't like George Bush, but I don't want Bill Clinton either. And I didn't like John Edwards or John Kerry. I just, I've never really, Ronald Reagan was one I wish I could have voted for, but I was too young. But, I've always been that independent Tea Party type person. And that's how I've always, and that's, me and my wife don't agree upon everything with like when it comes out. George Bush was better than Barack Obama, but still, it's there's no there's I guess like I've said before, Barack Obama hasn't if okay if this is wrong, he hasn't fixed anything. I know that if he was a GOP person, they wouldn't be kissing his butt. And that last half an hour was brought to you by, I'm trying to get support to get Chelsea Clinton to be the U.S. ambassador to Libya. You know, what difference does it make who we have as the ambassador to Libya? So why not make it Chelsea Clinton? You know, since her mom did such a great job, just talk to all those family members who were lied to, that were told, oh, there was a video. And they started rioting because of a video, but then she's telling all these other people that, hey, this was a deliberate terrorist attack, and this is what happened, and yada yada yada. Why was she telling like the Prime Minister of Egypt and some of these other high-ranking officials in her family that it was a deliberate terrorist attack, but then telling these parents who lost a loved one that, oh, it's because of a video that was making fun of Muhammad, and and they just decided to riot, and since she's that trustworthy, we gotta have her as president, because she's gonna even be more trustworthy as president, because God forbid if I did what she did, hell, I'd be hung. She's a Democrat, so she's gotta get a free pass. That's just what sickens me. Like, I can't pronounce his last name, but George Pataki said this. He goes, Hillary Clinton put an unsecure server in her Homeland Security. She had an unsecure server in her home as Secretary of State. That alone should disqualify her for president, period. And she's going to be that stupid. But then you got to remember, the people that will vote for her, they don't care. Yeah, they are that stupid. I mean, at least the House seeks to impeach the IRS commissioner. It's about time. About a day late and a dollar short. And Missouri actually overturns Governor Vito to put armed teachers in schools. I mean, they should have been armed already. But, you can't have authority. You can't have authority at school. You touch a kid and there's an assault charge. A teacher can't have authority anymore. I mean, that's one of the big issues. I mean, if a police officer gets hit and takes a woman and tries to get her out of the chair to get her out, and look at what happened to him. He's a man of authority, and he is let go because he tries to do the right thing and arrest somebody who's resisting arrest and hitting him. Yep. I'm sorry, but if you hit a police officer, game on. I'm sorry. If I was him, I'd be claiming all kinds of stuff. I'd be saying, oh, I had to go to the hospital, my arm, whatever. Yes, I'm suing the school. I'm suing the police since they didn't have my back, because I had to do what I had to do, and I got hurt in the process, and you're not having my back. He should have. He should have made it very clear. You know, the reason why she hit me is because I was white. If I was black, she would have just walked out of the class gingerly, and I could have held her hand doing it. But because I'm white, she had to hit me. That's what needs to happen. White people need to start saying, hey, well, this happened because she was black, and, you know, if she was white, it wouldn't have happened, you know, because she's racist, because I'm white, you know. Just kidding. They shouldn't do that because we have more respect than to play the race card.
That's the key. White people won't do that.
Yeah. We won't do that. We won't play the race card. I mean, yeah. I mean, it gets to the point where sometimes I want to. I mean, now, I didn't talk about this that much, but I did mention it. Tony Blair's actually come out recently and said that, you know, that when we invaded Iraq, we've made, yes, the Islamic State huger, bigger, larger. And there's some, there. I mean, even Glenn Beck's kind of seen some truth to that, you know, that, hey, he was keeping the Islamic State from going in there because, hey, he controlled that place. ISIS had no part of it. But at the same time, you have a copperhead and a rattlesnake. They're both poisonous. It's so corrupt over there. I mean, okay, we need to, as much as it sucks, if we were going to go in there and remove him, and he had weapons of mass destruction, which had been found. You know, we need to take and be there. But then there's a lot of people that have said this, that, you know, it's one of these things like, well, we could be there for 30 years, and they, as soon as we leave, they would mobilize ISIS and just make it big and big. And as soon as we got out of there, then they would, like, instantly go in and take over and control it just like we hadn't even left, you know, like, just like if we hadn't even been there, they would just, you know, oh, yeah, it's sort of like when the Germany had the Olympics, and for a while when the Olympics were there, they, you know, they let Jews back and doing all this stuff like it was hunky-dory, but as soon as the Olympics were over, they went right back to not allowing Jews here, this or there, you couldn't do this if you're Jewish or whatever. So there's a lot of people who do feel that, like, okay, yeah, we got Saddam Hussein, and yes, but we'd have to stay there indefinitely because as soon as we left, you know, it's just going to get corrupt again. I mean, understand, these countries, some of them have been fighting for years over things, way longer than we've been a country, and this idiotic notion that I'm going to fix everything in the Middle East. I'd be honest if I was a presidential candidate and say, hey, folks, okay, yeah, read Genesis. Let me just tell you something, folks. For thousands of years, these countries have been fighting. I can try to do something in the Middle East, but it ain't going to happen, folks. Unless you brainwash all them people and you reconfigure their minds. You know, the Sunnis believe that their person is the descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, and the Shiites, theirs, and they've been fighting for thousands of years. And then, you know, it's kind of like, I'm from Indiana, and we have Lafayette and West Lafayette. And, you know, it'd be like Lafayette claiming they own the Wabash, and West Lafayette claiming they own it, and no one's ever going to say, okay, let's share it. No, that piece of land is ours, and, you know, but guess what? It's never going to end. So these, I'm just, you know, I kind of feel Like, you could stay in the Middle East forever, because as soon as you leave, it's just gonna, they're gonna wait till we leave, and as soon as we leave, like they did, then we're just gonna, they're just gonna come in and terrorize and take over. Because some people didn't want the U.S. there, and other people said, well, you know, they interviewed a lady that said, like, well, as soon as you leave, you know, it's gonna, they're gonna go right back to terrorizing us and, you know, controlling us and telling us what to do and everything, and you can't win. You know, but it's just, I mean, I was expecting when I was watching that, when I was watching the highlights of the debate, then I'm like, okay, what were the substantive issues of the, what was the meat of the debate? You know, what could we take from the debate that I can go, yeah, yeah, okay, that they talked about. And 99% of all you heard about was the idiotical questions. And that's, you know, it's like when you complain about Barack Obama, look at how many, he's golfed more than any president in history. And then what does the left do? Well, look at what Bush did. Well, two wrongs are never going to make a right, you know. How are we going to solve anything when the cheerleaders for the Democratic Party, the lamestream media, is just treating it like it's a circus? Welcome to the Big Top Debate. I'm your ringmaster. We're the liberal media. Welcome. We're going to make up questions that don't make sense. And we're going to make you look like a fool. Because it doesn't matter anyways, because the people that are going to vote Democrat won't listen or watch anything. Because I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton no matter what. She can say that she's going to increase my taxes 1,000%, and I'm still going to vote for her. Because I don't know what that means. And that's, you know, that's how it is. That's how it is, folks. And that's all she wrote on that one. You know? I noticed something. I actually got to take my wife to work today because we left her car there after darts and went home. And I noticed something on the way to work when I was looking at the trees. And one thing I did notice, there ain't no money going on them. You got to earn that money. You got to work. You know, at least Donald Trump talks about, hey, let's, if I do this and this, we can bring jobs back to this country. We can get people working. At least he has some idea of how business works because he runs one. What a concept. Holy cow. Well, that Ben Carson guy, he doesn't know it. He's a brain surgeon. What does he know about politics? Okay. What does Hillary know about politics except for how to lie? She hasn't done anything. What did Barack Obama know before he took office? Nothing. Oh, but since Hillary's accomplished nothing and Barack Obama didn't have any experience or anything before he took office, really, you know, that's no big deal. But because Ben Carson, you know, he's a brain surgeon. I couldn't imagine because if I screw up a burger or a steak or something, okay, start over. I burnt the nuts. You know, when he's in there doing an operation, he can't screw up. So, snipped the wrong nerve there. Hopefully that won't affect anything. We'll find out when he patch him back up. Hopefully, kind of slipped there with the knife, you know. You have to be precise. You have to know what you're doing. And I guess I can relate a lot of my cooking just to in general because you have to be a multitasker. Okay, well, you take that to the house. Okay, well, I can do this. I can put toilet bowl cleaner in the toilets and scrub them out a little bit and let them soak. And I can do this. I can get laundry going and and get this going. I can do many things at one time. And he would just learn to, okay, well, I'm a great communicator because I'm used to being the one that's in charge of the surgery, okay? America is a patient. I have to be a good leader, and that's what he would be, okay? You do this, you do that. I'm gonna get the best person in here to do this or whatever. You know, I've never been in an operating room, so I don't know, you know, but I'm sure he would get the best people to help him and guide him. You know, but it's amazing how someone has no experience, and it doesn't matter because they're a Democrat, but someone has no experience and it matters because he's a Republican. You know, that's what's wrong with this country, you know. Why can't it be an issue? Why does it have to be, well, this white guy did this to this Asian person or this black person? Why can't it be, okay, well, there was an issue. This happened. Is it right or wrong? Did he overreact or did he not? You know, why does everything have to be, well, race, relation related or anything? Why can't it just be, okay, if this was in any situation, would this be acceptable, yes or no? You can't have that because it makes no sense. And this just updated, got this through the wire, so I thought I'd share this great news. Tigers pitcher Daniel Norris announces that he is cancer-free after thyroid surgery. So, thank God. That's just awesome. Now we got no more Dave Dombrowski, so hey, we might be able to keep some players. who knows. But I'm just super stoked. Many of you, some of the fans of the conversation might know this, but I am a New York Red Bulls supporter, MLS football team, and we are the 2015 Supporters Shield recipients. We won the Supporters Shield in 2015, a first-time win at Toyota Park, home of the Chicago Fire. Wow, I love Terry Henry, and now that you can see more MLS games on and it's starting to become a little bit more popular, you know, I got hooked on the Red Bulls because I like Terry Henry, and he was a great player, and I love, yeah, European football, soccer in general, so it's just awesome. And it was just, I mean, for that organization to happen, it's just awesome, and hopefully we can win the whole thing and win the title in the end, but we'll see where that goes. Just like, I cannot believe. I'm not a Cubs fan. I'm a Tigers fan, as you all know, but I wanted the Cubs to win just because they're the lovable losers, but I'm like, there's no way they'll beat the Mets, and now I wonder if the Mets can even beat Cleveland, Kansas City, you know, but Kansas City is just incredible. It's going to be, I hope last night's game is not an indication of the way the series is going to go. Because, I mean, yeah, we're going back Friday to New York. And if, I honestly think if the Mets don't win Friday, it'll be four and out. But hopefully they can win Friday and make it an interesting series. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But it's just, I mean, the first game, I'm like, man, if every World Series game is like this, yes, sir. No matter who wins, it's going to be a great series. I just kind of want New York to win because they got Cespedes, so they got a good player from us. As always, anyone that's good goes to a different team, which I don't get, but what do I know? I'm not the owner of the Tigers. I don't, you know, what would I know? Let's get rid of all the good players. And then we'll get some people that are mediocre, and hopefully they'll get better. That's what Tigers do. That's what the Lions do. The only team that doesn't do that is the Red Wings. but I'm a Red Wings, so I'm not really that big of a hockey fan. I'll watch it from time to time, but minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all for tuning in, and it's just been, yeah, the whole day has been nothing but getting my mind's been going through that thing, the debate questions are just hilarious. But, you know, I'm just sitting there and I'm just on cloud nine, you know, because we got a 0-0 draw in the derby with Manchester City, United did, and, you know, and you take United, the team, Reds, how do we go forward? I mean, we're in fourth place, but a lot of people don't realize. First and second are at 22 points, and third and fourth are 44 points, 20 points. So, you know, so there's only 2 points out of first and being ahead. But, you know, we just got to have consistency. We're just like, I think we're all over the page. We need to, and that's something that they have to, honestly, like I've said a million times, they need to have like a big house. They all live together, okay? You got two showers for the whole team. You got to learn to work together. You got to learn to, you know, hey, if you're complaining about a cold shower, then you need to work together to find out how you can all get a shower without using up all the hot water. You got to learn to play together. You got to learn to brush his teeth while he combs your hair. You got to know what you're doing. You know, you got to be able to know, okay, get out on that pitch blindfold and be able to pass the ball back and forth and go down the field. You got to know what's going on. And that's, there's just, they got great players. They got, it's not them. They just got to learn to work together and just learn to be a cohesive unit, which, you know, yeah, it'll come. I mean, you know, they just got to take what, you know, Van Hall says and run with it. You know, they're just not a solid squad, and they'll get there. Van Gaal will get them there, don't worry. It'll just take time, you know? And enough about my Reds, you know. It's just, it could have been worse, but because I have so many friends who are like, man, no one scored, man, that's not an exciting game. Like, it's, when you're, I guess, it's nonstop action. It's just like, there's not like a break. It's just like, it's always going. You're always like, okay, where's the ball? What's going on? And I don't know how people see it as not, like, exciting or whatever, you know. And as you know, for a lot of the fans that are out there, this weekend is the end of the Rugby World Cups, and my pick for South Africa can still win. They're in the bronze stage, and if they win, you know, then they can go on. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see who they play. But it's either them or New Zealand, I think, will be the two teams that go into the Rugby World Cups. And so it's going to be fun because that's coming to a close. It's hard to believe that I was in France for the 2007 Rugby World Cups, and now it's two from that. Time goes by so fast. Like the other day, my wife sent me a little voice message that it's our 4-month anniversary. Hard to believe, and all I can think of is 2000 Flushes Blue or whatever that lasts for 4 months, and that's the first thing that came to my head because she's like, it's been 4 months. Can you believe it? But it goes by so fast, you know. It really does. And I don't know who came up with this one, but I just remembered this, and I wanted to bring this up about how now they're saying that bacon is a processed food, and since they claim processed foods can cause cancer, bacon, the World Health Organization is now saying that bacon could cause cancer, which I don't really buy that. I don't eat meat because I'm a vegetarian, but hey, you know, I don't think anyone's going to stop eating meat. I mean, bacon just because You know, if they got, and I would love to see the studies that back that up. That's what I want to see. I want to see like the scientific research. Okay, we did case studies and we linked bacon to people getting cancer. I don't think, I mean, I have friends that support, okay, give me, I want GMOs. I want to be able, I want to know that it's on the label as a GMO because I want to eat GMOs 100%. I'm like, well, you realize that corn is actually, that GMO corn is actually labeled a pesticide when it's growing, but when it comes off and it's, you know, taken, once it's taken off the farm, now it's corn. It has to be labeled as a pesticide because it produces it. But I have people that want GMOs, everything. Well, give me that two-week-old salmon that's 50 pounds. God forbid, I can't wait for a salmon to get, you know, to 7 pounds in, you know, 8 months. But, you know, that's how it is. You know, that's how we are in this world. Evil, anti-government, conservative, evil. What are we? We're the Debbie Downers of this world because we're responsible. Only if my credit card, you know, limit would just keep growing and growing and I could just spend and spend and spend like the government. Yeah, that'd be great. You know? But then I think there's a lot of manipulation because supposedly there are people that say that there's more gold on this planet than silver. I've heard a couple people say that before, but then why is gold so much more valuable if silver's rare? Got about a minute and 40 left in the program, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in, checking out, and I just wanted to quick say this. Yeah, I had this. I thank God for technical support because I'm not a technical guy. And I guess if you have a like a tunnel that can hold like a pedestrian tunnel or for like bicycles, can't fit a bus through there, can you? Well, I guess the show like this uses a bunch of bandwidth and I can't really use Wi-Fi and I thought I could and so I had to hardwire it and that's why I lost connection and you know, that's why some people like me are on the microphone and some people are on the tech support. Got about a minute left in the program, but you know, I'm not a technical guy, so that's why I have people above me that know that stuff. You know, that's why this country was founded on. You know, gods and clods are people that can run a business, but they also need people that can work. Not, you know, what would this country be if everyone could just pay $19.95 for that make a money package and become a millionaire? So, that's, you know, that's why you have people that are on this show, like me, that talk. And you have someone that I can call and write and say, hey, I disconnected. What the heck happened? Well, were you hardwired? I said, nope, and here's why. And I got an explanation, so that's why. Now I know. But thank you all for tuning in. God bless you all, and until next time, have a great week. Goodbye, and God bless.